It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Elton John recently talked about how he cried during Aretha Franklin's final performance. While speaking to his fall gala for the Elton John AIDS Foundation, he remembered Aretha Franklin performing for the last time ever at last year's event. Elton John says Aretha looked very sick before the performance, but performed really well.
I went to greet Aretha before the show with David, and it was clear she was really unwell. I was shocked to see how thin she was, and she just smiled her sweet smile at me, and she said, "I didn't want to let you down. I was supposed to do it last year, and I couldn't. I didn't want to let you down again." And I honestly didn't know how she could possibly perform in the physical condition that I saw her in. And she did perform, and she raised the roof, and she sang, and she played, and she made us all weep. And she gave us the performance of a lifetime.
So sad. Angelina and Brad Pitt are working together towards settling custody of their 6 children. According to court documents in their divorce case, a trial to determine the issue of custody is to begin on December 4th. But sources say both sides are working toward an out-of-court settlement to arrange custody of their children without going to trial. Allegedly, Angelina is no longer seeking full custody of the kids, which is definitely helping the two sides come to an agreement, because
going on for, like, it feels like 100 years.
Literally forever. I swear celebrity divorces and like custody battles take the longest time in the world. It's like the higher the celebrity you are, the higher profile you are, the longer it takes. I'm not kidding.
And they have all the money. Like, it's easy. Here's your money. There's your money. Bye.
It's because they have so many freaking assets. I guarantee it. And it's like, how do you split that up? Also, they have 6 kids. Whew, that's a lot of kids.
You get
to
3,
try
I get
to
3.
Deal. Ray J denies bragging about being with Kim Kardashian. Rapper Ray J posted an Instagram video to deny rumors that he bragged about his marathon sessions with ex Kim Kardashian. This all stems from a story in UK's The Sun, which claimed that Ray J said Kim put makeup on while, flipping the pancakes and had a Louis Vuitton trunk of special toys. Here's some audio.
Let me make this one thing clear. I love my wife. I got a beautiful new baby girl. I would never say these things after watching my wife go through labor for 28 hours. I love my wife and I have nothing but respect for everybody out there, past and present. False rumors.
Sounds like he's turned into a gentleman. I kind of like that.
Yeah, he kind of is. And by the way, can we define marathon session? To me, that would be anything over 10 minutes.
Wow. Wife.
Would we agree?
Your wife is in my thoughts and prayers, okay? Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, recorded a parody of her hit song. Here's a clip from the parody. It's called Before She Bleeds, which is about hunting.
Right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus and he's willing to get risky.
He actually sounds pretty good. Maybe they can do a duet.
Yeah, I honestly didn't really understand any of those terms because I know nothing about hunting. So I guess that's funny for people who get it.
They can do like a remix, like Bucks and Does, Bucks and Does.
Yeah, that would actually
like
be funnier.
Yes.
Joe, you should have done it. You should have written it for him because clearly he needed a ghostwriter.
Well, next year I'm going to have a badass hunting song for all you hunters out there. Bucks and Does, Bucks and Does. You got to get those.
He said that he thinks Carrie will think it's funny because she didn't know about it and that she really has a good sense of humor. He went on about their relationship, saying Carrie is not a hunting fan and is actually a vegetarian, but still loves him, even though he likes to hunt and eats meat, and that they make compromises and above else, they love each other. Yeah, I couldn't imagine being married to Carrie Underwood, so good for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and coming up in the next garbage, a rapper talks about his drug addiction. I'll tell you who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Ariana Grande tickets, we're hooking you up with those coming up in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show, so hang on.